We've got Shelly Martinkus here with us. And Shelly, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you, Steve?
Doing okay. As many of you know, Shelly is the one that is in charge of Restore, which is a hope for a woman's heart. And so many women who thought, all I have to do is wait for this guy to get his act together. Then they go to Restore and find out, oh, wow, there is so much that I can do other than just sit around and wait for him to get his act together. But let me ask you this. What is it that a betrayed woman, a woman who put everything, all that she had, into this relationship with the guy, what is it that she needs to know?
Well, I think first and foremost, she needs to know that she is not alone, and she is not crazy. I guess there's three things. Not alone, not crazy, and this is not her fault.
Yeah, right, right.
Boy, that last one's a hard one to get through.
It is. It
even
is
when you say it out loud, even when you, oh yeah, I know, this isn't all about me and all that, it's still difficult to keep it from yourself.
Right. Well, and it's really hard because there's so much shame with when a woman finds out that her husband has cheated on her, whether it's pornography, affairs, whatever it might be. There's so much shame that it makes it really difficult to go process it with people and realize, one, they're not alone. Number two, it's not their fault. So you know, that's what the Restore Conference or the Restore Workshop, that's one of the best things about it, is women come together and realize, oh my goodness, I'm not alone. And I'm not going crazy. These other women are sharing the same things that I am feeling and thinking.
Yeah. Okay, I want you to address something here, because a lot of times a man will have this attitude. Well, you know, hey, look, I didn't have an affair. I was just looking at pornography. And then I hear from women, the pornography was worse than if he had had an affair. Now, can you explain that? Because a lot of guys think they're so virtuous in just pornography, and yet the pain to her can be as much or more than if it was a real person.
Absolutely. So first off, we cannot judge anyone else's pain, right? And we can't rank people's pain. So that's the first thing. We have no idea, a woman dealing with the betrayal of pornography versus a woman dealing with the betrayal of an affair. We have no idea what other pain they've experienced in their life that has brought them to this point. So that's the first thing. But the second thing, and this is a gal once, this was so poignant. She said, you know what, for you, pointing to another gal, she was like, for you, it's one man. And not to minimize that woman's pain at all, she said, but for you, it's one man. For me, it's everywhere. It's every billboard. It's every magazine. It's every woman that I see. So that might kind of help put to words why it can be so incredibly painful when it's, quote unquote, just pornography.
Yeah. So in your experience, what's the biggest reason that a woman will not come, that she'll just put it off and think, nope, not going to do it?
Well, I just talked to a woman last week that was interested in the Restore Workshop, and her biggest hesitation was leaving her three children at home. And just how would it go with her not being there and her husband, whom has betrayed her, whom she has lost respect and trust for, what would it be like for the weekend without her there? So I think that's one of the biggest drawbacks is leaving children.
Yeah. So you have to figure out how to not leave them if it's not safe. You have to figure out an option, another alternative. Because you're worth it. You're worth going. And there's scholarship available. And I just hope and pray that people would come. Tell us one story of somebody that came, and you know life has never been the same since.
Yeah, well, and let me just go back to what you were just asking, just to loop back to that gal. She emailed me yesterday and told me she registered for Restore. So she, you know, she figured out the child care piece, and she's coming. So it is possible.
It is possible.
Yeah, so as far as just what I've seen, you know, there's one gal in particular that comes to mind, and she was just at the last Restore conference in the D.C. area in November, and she came in, she sat in the front row the whole time, and I mean, it literally, and Alice, I mean, you've been with me at the Restore workshop,
yes.
So you know what this looks like. I mean, it looked like she was carrying a ton of weight mm-hmm. on her back as she came in, you know, and sat down in the main room. And so, you know, I just was like watching her throughout the weekend and just wondering like, okay, how are things going? And by the end of the weekend, her back was straight. She was smiling. There was joy on her face. Mm. And life is so different for her today. And it's not that she came home and changed her husband, just to be clear. But something changed inside of her heart over the weekend where she came home and she was able to use her voice with her husband and practice healthy detachment. And what happened is her husband realized, oh my goodness, she's serious about this and she's going somewhere and I want to get on that train with her. Mm. And so what did he do? He started going back to counseling, and he started working his recovery.
Well, that's such a great story of not waiting for somebody else to do something. Do what you can do, and then you just never know what the impact of that's going to be. Well, you are a transformer, Shelley, and I am so grateful for you and what you do to transform women's lives. Shelley Martinkus, she'll be there. Restore. You call us if you don't have the financial resources. Scholarship money is available, and we want you to come. And the phone number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Just call. Tell them why it is you think you can't, and maybe we can help you figure out all the reasons that you can. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.